This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hack Republic Radio and another exciting episode in our ongoing series on LibreOffice Calc. And over the last few of the episodes, we got into talking about charts and graphs. But now I want to talk about functions. And functions are an interesting capability that spreadsheets have. To allow you to do some analysis and other sorts of things with the data. Now, the first question you might say is, what is a function? Now, there's various ways of answering this. My friend Charles in New Jersey, who does the mathematics series here on Hack Republic Radio, may explore this in more depth at some point. Who knows? It is an interesting topic. So I'm going to offer up what the dictionary says from the online Merriam-Webster dictionary and link in the show notes if you really want to know that sort of thing. And a function is a mathematical correspondence that assigns exactly one element of one set to each element of the same or another set. And the second is a variable as a quality, trait, or measurement that depends on and varies with another, also a result. Now, my way of thinking about it in reference to LibreOffice Calc comes from the second of these. A function is something that takes an input from data already on the spreadsheet and returns an answer of some kind, sometimes, but not always, a numerical answer. There are a large number of functions available in Calc, so I don't intend to discuss each one in depth, but I do want to give you an overview. So what I'm going to do now is discuss some of the more common and useful functions. And right now, though, what I want to do is I want to run through what is available. Then in subsequent episodes, we'll start unpacking some of these. So Calc functions. First, there's database. Now, Calc can be used for simple flat file database uses. Now, generally speaking, I prefer to use an actual database program for most of my database needs, and LibreOffice does come with one. But if your needs are extremely simple, Calc can get you by. And these functions can be used to do database queries, such as getting a count of the entries, the average, minimum, maximum, and so on, of all the cells that match the search query. Then there are the date and time functions. There are a lot of functions which do things like return the number of days in the year in which a date occurs, or the number of days, months, or years between two dates. Then financial. Calc has a lot of financial functions, which you should expect given that spreadsheets were primarily adopted by companies to do financial management. If you ever wanted to figure out when your mortgage would be paid off, here's one place you could go. There are also functions for finding the future value of an investment, appreciation over time, various ways of pricing stocks. Now, some of these would only be of interest to a few people. Some of them might be of broader interest, and I've already got some things that I'm going to do to illustrate what you can do with financial functions. Information. These functions can be very useful for doing analysis of a large spreadsheet model. Many of these functions are logical functions, which means they return a value of true if certain criteria are met. As examples, you can tell which cells contain formulas, which cells have errors, and so on. And then there's also the logical functions that allow you to do simple logical tests using operators like AND, IF, and XOR. You know, when I see something about a function returning a value of true, I'm reminded of the joke about the programmer who was talking with a friend of hers and said, "Oh, I'm pregnant." And the friend said, "Oh, is it a boy or a girl?" And the programmer says, "True." I'm going to hope you all get that one. Okay, mathematical functions. There are mathematical functions in here, all of the usual trigonometric functions, like your sine and your cosine. There's factorials, radians. There's random number functions. I use those. And so on. Array. An array is a linked rectangle of cells in its simplest form. Array functions let you work on the entire rectangle of cells with one function. Now, this would include basic matrix operations, such as inverting the matrix. Now, if you don't know what inverting a matrix is about, that may indicate it's not anything that's terribly important. But, you know, when I was working on my doctorate in economics, that was one of those things you had to understand. Statistical. There's a reasonably large set of statistical functions in calc, such as beta distributions, chi-square, f-test, mean, geometric mean, harmonic mean, Poisson, standard deviation and variance, and various regression functions. You could certainly teach a full semester in statistics using these functions. In fact, I've done so. Spreadsheet. So there are spreadsheet functions that allow you to do things like insert a hyperlink, do a lookup, insert a style, and so on. Text functions. But you didn't expect to see that one. But these functions operate on cells like the contents are purely text strings. So you can convert Roman numerals to Arabic, concatenate several items into one, compare two cells to see if they are the same. You can even do a ROT13. I hope everyone knows what a ROT13 is. You don't see it that much these days, but in the earlier days of the internet, it was tons of fun. Add-in. Now, there are specialized functions in the add-in that let you operate on complex and imaginary numbers, use Bessel functions, do conversions between binary, hex, octal, and decimal. For anyone who does programming, these conversion functions will come in handy. Now, working with functions. And we're going to do this a lot over the next few episodes. So let's get the basics right. There are some general principles that you use in working with functions in calc. When you select a function that you want to use in the function wizard window, you will see on the right a very brief description of the function. And usually in parentheses, you will see the names of the variables that are needed as inputs to the function. Now, these have a special name. In mathematics, they're referred to as arguments. And this really has nothing to do with people yelling at each other. It's a technical term in mathematics. There's a Wikipedia definition, link in the show notes. A mathematical function has one or more arguments in the form of independent variables designated in the function's definition, which can also contain parameters. The independent variables are mentioned in the list of arguments that the function takes, whereas the parameters are not. So what does it mean to you? When you use the function, you need to enter something for each of these arguments, and it should be in the form of a cell address that contains the required information. When you select the function, and know that you have all of the required information, click Next in the function wizard. Each of the arguments will get an input field. You can type it in directly. You can click the roll-up button on the right and then click a cell. Or, if you can see the cell you want, just click in the field to put your insertion mark there, then click the cell, and you should see the cell address entered into the field in the function wizard. Now do this for each argument in turn, and you will see the formula being constructed in the box below. When you're done, click OK and see the result. Now if you want to apply the function repeatedly, like in a column, just click and drag to fill it. All of the cell addresses will increment normally. So, with that, I'm going to sign off for now. This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, reminding you, as always, to support free software. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.